Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raisin Grace Studios. Shout out to Chris Nobles at Nobles Networking for the free internet. You are awesome. If you live in rural Georgia and you need some internet and you don't want satellite or that other dumb shit, reach out to Chris at Nobles Networking. He's awesome. To the chocolates that have been sent to us from Bourbon Joy, you guys are Q, Red Circle. Thank you for putting a little change in my pocket. And everybody else that has made this show successful, all the other sponsors and everything, their ads that run before, middle, and after. Thank y'all. Today is one that y'all have been asking for repeatedly, Baby Mama Chronicles Part 2. It's going to be a surprise episode. I ain't telling anybody who's doing this because, y'all get on my fucking nerves sometimes. So, Miss Brooke Sapp, for all y'all who have seen her name pop up on my phone, you know that it's Buzzkill Brooke. What other names have I given you over the past couple years?
Bitch.
Bitch is a good one. Yeah, make sure you get closer to the microphone while you're doing that, bitch. See, there you go. You don't listen. That's another big problem.
Anyway,
let's see.
We're not getting into our problems today.
Do what?
We're not getting into our problems today.
Yes, we are.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, see, I've tricked you into coming to do this today to where we can talk about some of our issues, and then we're going to ask people to let us know who's right and who's
okay,
wrong.
Okay, let's ask the people.
We'll ask them. We're going to ask everybody today.
Everybody been telling you you were wrong for years.
Bitch, I've told them all to date you. Everybody thinks I'm wrong until they're actually
getting
around you.
Because everybody's like, Brooke's an angel, and Josh is an asshole.
No one has never said you wasn't an angel. But you're like a crazy psycho. Even the devil was an angel before he became the devil. So, yeah, same thing. You're Lucifer, bitch.
Pretty
Lucifer.
Nice.
But let's see, what other nicknames? Like Dairy Cow.
Yeah.
I always call, and that's not a fat joke because she's not fat. I always say she's like a good old dairy cow. Whenever you need that milk and you need some quality milk, you can always go to the field and you can pull on this one and you know what you're going to get. So
she's retired.
Oh, yeah. Now, everybody got to see the toy you just got. They know it's retired.
Yeah.
What was that thing called?
Shut the fuck up.
What was it called? And why'd you get it delivered to my studio anyway?
Because I didn't want Gracie to open it.
But you'd rather me open it.
Safer than Gracie opening it.
I was going to make a TikTok with it and act like it was a Bluetooth device.
Yeah, I know. That's why I took it.
Yeah, you should have. That's probably the smartest thing for you to do. Yeah. You know what I really thought was funny about it? It was black.
I know.
Why'd you get a black one? You trying to tell us something?
Maybe.
That a girl. You look like the type.
Yeah, I know. What you trying to say?
Nothing. You just look like the type of white girl that likes black guys.
It's medium, so that's not the case.
Oh, now now who's being racist?
It's average.
Not every black guy is hung.
It's BBC, isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, but there's also like WBC.
What's that?
Big white cock. You just don't hear about it as often.
Okay.
It's kind of like one of those things that it's like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Hey, you just don't see it all the time. I don't know how we ended the last episode, do you?
No.
I just know you were drunk by the time we got done with the last episode. And by the way, today, every time we piss each other off, we have a bottle of Sheepdog peanut butter whiskey. And I just saw something extremely funny on this bottle that's going to make you laugh because you're simple.
What? See, let's see how well you know me.
Look at the bottom of this bottle and see, read the middle part of the bottom of the bottle. What's it say? You're simple. You're simple. Where it usually would say 70 proof, what's it say, Brooke?
70 woof.
You're simple. You are a simple fucking creature.
Then why haven't you figured me out yet?
Because you're also the most complicated creature ever. We'll go over a couple things that people constantly said After the last show, because they all thought you were very lovable.
I am very lovable.
But a bunch of them thought you was batshit crazy, too.
No, they didn't. Who?
A lot of people.
No.
I'm telling you. People was like, that bitch thinks y'all are married.
No.
Yeah, but you do think that we're married. You still get on to me like we're married.
Well, first of all, because like we said when we were eating a while ago, it's a different situation.
How is it a different situation because with us compared to everybody else?
Because we still care. If I didn't care and you didn't care, it wouldn't be the same situation.
Yeah. I mean, we both care about each other. There's no doubt about that. But you're a fucking psycho about it. Why won't I let you go to any of my events or anything?
Because you think I'm going to act up.
You act up.
I do not act up. I'm not the same person that I used to be.
What, last week when you were acting up?
No, you haven't taken me out in public in a long time.
What did you just get mad about last week? Because those three girls were here at the studio, and you were like, you're banging them all. And I'm like, I wish I got laid as much as you think I did.
And I saw the reflection in your glasses yesterday.
That was nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, let's tell them that story.
No.
Let me tell you, Investigator Sapp over here.
It was not, because it was not. I bet everybody who's on your Snapchat saw it.
Nobody at all referenced it but you. I took a Snapchat yesterday of me singing, having a good time, beautiful day, just enjoying myself on the way to a crawfish cookout. And in the reflection of my glasses is Chuck Winborn's leg. This bitch messages me. And what do you say, Brooke?
I said, who are you with?
And I was like, how do you know I'm with somebody? And I went back and looked at my Snapchat. And I saw his leg in the
reflection. Thought it was Allison's leg. Oh, the story changes.
It's one of the two.
Oh, no, the story changed. Was it at? Let's let them comment on this post when you share it and see.
What?
Whose leg was it?
You don't think I got time to get in touch with them?
We'll never know. See, that's why you're fishy.
I'm not fishy. You just still try to control me, and I don't allow you to.
But then, when I had moved my furniture around last night, and I FaceTimed you, and you were like, where are you at? Because you were wanting to know, you thought I was trifling.
Because you always bitch at me if I'm not doing exactly what you think I'm supposed to be doing. So I'd be trying to catch you. I'd be trying to catch you being sneaky.
And what?
And you usually don't. You're usually eating. You are. By the way, she's mad now. Okay, first time you got mad, you got to take a shot.
Shouldn't it be every time you make the other person mad, they have to take a shot?
No, just take a shot. There you go. I'm going to take one, too. I'm going to take one. Take it.
I don't want to.
Take it, anime. Oh, yeah, girl. What? What's wrong?
That's nasty.
Is it woof?
It's woof.
It's rough. What would Donnie say? That's a good rip right there.
That's a rude risk.
That's a rude riri. For those who don't know, my daddy, he sounds like Scooby-Doo every time he gets mad. I didn't hold you right. You got one more right in there. He don't finish his stories or his sentences. He just expects you.
It's an R in front of every word.
Rawr. Except Rhonda. Somehow this is always a rich.
Rich.
That fucking rich. Fucking hate that rich. Anyway, no, you want to control me, and you act like we're together.
No, yes, you thinking do. Me wanting to control you is me.
How often do you send me a message to me like, I'm done with you. I know you're out with whores. Like all the time.
I haven't done it lately.
Do I need to pull up my phone?
It's been like 2 weeks.
That's lately.
No.
That's the fucking definition of lately, their dumbass. Hold on, let me get some of this rough stuff. That's not bad. If you mix this with cranberry juice, it tastes just like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's fucking amazing. You know who taught me that? Of all my friends that could come up with a drink that tasted like food. No.
No.
It would taste like something else. Lee Tucker. By the way, Lee told me to tell you he missed you and loved you.
I know. I was Snapchatting him yesterday.
Oh, of course you were. I'm telling you, and Lee's going to end up together.
No, because we were talking about... No, because we both have good taste in TV shows.
Let me hear what good taste in TV shows, too, you stupid fucks got.
Like anything murder or conspiracy.
You know what I want to do? I want to give you, him, and JD all edibles and y'all not know that the three of y'all were on edibles.
That would be a good episode.
It would. Because JD can almost convince people.
I know.
He's so fucking passionate about the stuff that he believes in.
I mean, I'm like 70-30. No, like 60-40.
70-30 what?
Like believing in most of the conspiracy theories.
Of course you are. The only conspiracy theory you really give a shit about now is why the McRib isn't on the menu all the time.
First of all, you know I don't eat ribs, so that ain't even a funny joke.
But you do like McRibs.
I do not.
You ate more McRibs.
I don't eat ribs, and you know it.
Whatever. That's lies.
You know it.
That is lies.
Now that fish sandwich.
You're trash.
Me and Joe Rogan.
That's crazy.
Keeping the fish fillets on
this
the market.
It's only you and Joe Rogan. I still remember to this day when he was like, hey, on my cheat days, I go get fish fillet sandwiches from McDonald's. I'm like, of all the fucking shit you could eat.
You've never met another person.
I've never heard another person ordering fish fillet sandwiches from McDonald's.
Me and Joe.
You know, you got to be wired something stupid to think that's even a good idea.
They're good.
No.
That's all I ate when I was pregnant with Gracie.
That's what's wrong with her.
The fake mercury from the fake fish.
God, what did she say while ago when we was eating dinner? It was funny. It was a fat joke towards you.
I don't know, because y'all say them all the time.
Oh, because we've got a friend, and maybe that person's pregnant wife isn't eating the way that everybody wants her to. And we were talking about...
you called me fat when I was pregnant.
I didn't call you fat.
First of all, you couldn't even tell I was pregnant unless you saw me from the side, because I was the same from behind.
No, you didn't.
I was 120 when I got pregnant.
You were what?
I was 120 when I got pregnant.
Bitch, tell another lie.
I was 120 when... Josh, I got pregnant when I was young.
No, you wasn't that young. I was 24.
I was 22.
That's not that young. I mean, you wasn't a baby. But, I mean, you wasn't an old woman.
I still had a good metabolism, though.
What happened to that guy?
Yeah, can't find him. Been looking for him.
How many diets you got on this year? No,
this week?
Tell them about the diets that you go on. What was the I can eat all the bacon in the world diet and I'm going to lose weight?
That's keto. Bacon and butter.
Yeah, that just sounds like you're going to lose
weight.
No
fruit, though.
Yeah, because don't eat the things that your body's designed to eat. Natural fruits are good for you.
Now it's just like, oh, I'll starve myself for 2 weeks and then binge for a week.
You do go, I'm telling you, your diet's fucking stupid. Let's get back to how aggravating you are, though.
Okay.
Why do you still think that it's okay to, when I'm not all up in your business, to be all up in my business all the time?
Because we still care about each other.
But if I'm not up in your business...
Tell me you don't care and I'll quit bothering you. How about
I do
that?
Care. I'm always going to love you and care about you. But I don't control you.
I don't control you.
You still want to.
You still do. No, I've learned... The past few years, it took me since, well, it's gotten worse since, or better, I guess, since you've started doing your podcast thing, but you're going to do what you want to anyway, so no point in even saying anything about it.
But you still say things about it, Brooke.
When I'm angry at the time.
When are you not angry? You're like the fucking Hulk. You're always angry.
No, I'm not. And the Hulk's not always angry. It takes a lot, and then he gets all green and gets all mad.
Bitch, you stay green, though. I'm telling you, you are one of the people that I'm telling is always angry. Last week, me and you got into a little bit of argument at the house when it was just us there, and instead of you talking like an adult, what'd you do?
I left.
You left and then didn't answer my phone calls.
Yeah.
So instead of coming to a resolution and us acting like adults and there being a compromise, mm-hmm. See, your idea of a compromise is getting your way.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because I don't want to say, because you know just as well as I do, when I get angry, what do I say?
Hateful fucking mean shit. You try to cut a bitch's head off.
Okay, so me removing myself from that situation keeps me from saying things that I might regret later.
That also keeps you from having a conversation and coming to a resolution.
Yeah, but your conversations are attacking me.
No, I'm not. They're making sense.
No, you're all in the wrong. You're all in the wrong, and this is the way it's got to be.
Because if somebody goes against anything that you fucking say, then they're wrong.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it's necessary. Brooke, when you get something in your head...
It's true.
No matter if it's true or not.
Just like that was Allison's leg in the picture, and it's Chuck's today.
It was Allison or Chuck's leg. It could have been either or. I don't remember. I really wasn't paying attention to what you saw.
The story changes.
The story always changes. But the same thing, I shouldn't have to explain my stories.
You don't have to, but don't lie.
I'm not lying. Not lying. You're the one that, you go overboard with it, bro. That's why. Because if we were out, if I took you to any of my events, if I took you to a single one of my events, and a girl came up, kissed me on my cheek, or was flirty.
Like I told you, and I got a feeling that the ladies are going to agree with me on this one. Okay, me and you are not together, right?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay, we are not. We're both single people, but we both still care about each other very much, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if we were to go somewhere just as... co-parents, friends, people who care about each other, whatever. There's not a label to it. It is what it is. But if we were to go somewhere together, I would be less likely to get upset. Shut up. I would be less likely to get upset because I would be there and I would feel like you would want me there. But if you don't take me and you're like, you just got to sit at home because you're going to act stupid, I'm going to get angry if I'm not in the picture. If I'm in the picture, I wouldn't be angry.
You are incapable of using reasoning and logic when you're pissed off. You know, how many times have I told you in the past 5 or 6 years?
If a girl come up to you and we were at an event and she come up and kissed you on the cheek and you were like, Brooke, this is so-and-so. Instead of me having to see it on your Snapchat with me not there.
It doesn't matter.
What's going on?
No, I'm dumbass. You're so full of shit that it's mind-blowing. I mean, it's mind-blowing. That is not how your brain operates. You know that is not how your brain operates.
You haven't gave me a chance to show that I've rewired
my brain. Brooke, if you're acting like a jackass and you're not there... then you're going to act like a jackass while you're
maybe
there.
Maybe I'm acting like a jackass when I'm not there because I'm jealous of not being there.
Well, maybe if you're there, you act jealous in person, and then you ruin my event. No. I cannot trust you enough to act right around other women. Because even like when we went to play golf a couple weeks ago, and we was golfing with everybody down from the Songwriters thing, you send me a hateful, ugly-ass text message while I'm on the golf course. And there's women there that are at the Songwriters thing. You think that every woman, and by the way, thank you for this. You think every woman in the world wants to sleep with me or wants to date me?
It's a huge compliment. I don't think every woman wants to sleep with you. I think you want to sleep with every woman.
But if they don't want to sleep with me, then what does it matter? And I don't like women.
I don't know if they do or not.
That's you being jealous. That's your insecurities getting the best of you.
First of all, you make me the most insecure person
on
the planet.
No, I do not. I do not. You do that shit to yourself.
You just called me a cow like 5 minutes ago.
Dairy cow. It's the best of all cows.
And you just said something about, I don't remember what you said, but talking about me eating. I bet you were eating.
It was funny.
See?
But you roast me all the time. I roast you all the time. We take low blows toward each other. I know you're not fat. It's easy to see. And plus, I love big girls. I love big girls. So, me saying that stuff to you, like, you should take it as a joke. You are incapable of taking a joke. You want to give the jokes, but you don't want to take them. And you know that's true. You love talking shit, but the second somebody talks shit back to you, you get butt hurt.
No.
You bullshit. You get mad at our kid. You and her.
She's learning from you.
Oh, she's also learning how to be a jealous asshole from you.
Well, we're both messed up, so.
Well, no. But this is how you come to resolutions. You be nice. You talk about your problems. You lock somebody in a podcast room. You give them some, what is that you're drinking? Truly, what is that? Strawberry lemonade hard seltzer?
Yeah, and I drink them at room temperature. I don't drink them cold.
Why do you drink at fucking room temperature?
Like I drink Cokes at room temperature.
I opened up her glove box the other day, her elbow rest, and there's no paperwork, there's no nothing in there. This is like 5 Trulies just sitting there chilling, just waiting for consumption.
Basically. You never know when you need one.
You're developing a problem.
Probably.
You drink too much.
There's nothing wrong with having 3 or 4 beers when you come in from work.
Yeah, there's not.
There's not.
Yeah, I mean, but when you're starting to drink more than I do, there's a problem.
No, first of all, I drink a few to go to bed. You drink to black out and not remember.
I do not drink that way. It just happens.
So when you told me you loved me last night, how blacked out were you?
I had to have been blacked out because I don't remember that shit at all.
That's what I thought.
But see, you know that I don't remember stuff when I'm blacked out.
No. Just like you said, you were going to let me go golfing the next time.
Oh, that had to be a lie.
And you were like...
I will guarantee...
And you were like, okay, boo.
But you know I was drunk. You know I was hammered. But what probably what it was, though...
Okay, boo-boo.
...is the nicer that I am to you when I'm drunk, the quicker you leave me alone. I think drunk Josh understands that.
First of all, you call me just as much when you're...
No!
But you have to, not when you first start drinking.
No! But towards the end of the
night. Towards the end of the night.
Towards the end of the night. Because you'll text me or you'll do something.
No, you'd be like, I just wanted you to know that I was headed home.
Because if I don't, then you're going to show up at my fucking house.
First of all, we ain't done that in years.
But you've done it.
Not in a long...
You've done it.
Long.
I'm telling you, I have been so surprised ever since I moved to Cochrane that you just ain't popped your little happy
ass up.
Because I don't
care that I'm getting old, bro. I'm getting old. You're going to do what you want to do.
So I can bang whores.
Yeah. As long as... I've told you this, though. You could live your life, and if I would leave you alone. If you loved me and we figured out all of our problems somehow, I'd let you live your life. I'm getting to the point now where if you got rich... And wanted to pay me to sit at home and take care of all the dogs and Gracie while you went to Nashville for 2 weeks. Call me before you go to bed.
But then you wouldn't let me bang horse.
I wouldn't ever know.
See, that's the mentality you should have had this whole time. If you just act like monkey see, what I don't see, it don't hurt
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to bang horse.
I know.
Big fan of women.
I know.
Big fan of big women. Shout out to all those big girls listening right now. You know I love you. Bones are for boys. Meat's for men. Love you guys. Brooke's laughing because she doesn't think it's true.
You know, because you like me. And I'm what they call, I've learned on TikTok.
What do they call you on TikTok?
I'm mid-size.
You're like a fucking sedan.
A what?
A sedan.
A sedan?
A mid-size sedan. You're a mom car.
Thanks.
It's okay. I'm still trying to get in them Bigfoots. You know what I'm saying? Them jacked up, four-door, got a lot of room. Or every once in a while you might see me, you know.
No, your type is the kind that's jacked up in the front and low in the back.
Oh, you mean big titties.
Yeah.
Big fan of big titties. Especially the more popular I get on TikTok, the more fake ones just come out of nowhere. Thought you was trying to get some of those.
I do.
Wasn't that some stupid message that you just sent me this week?
No, I want a tummy tuck.
Or, hear me out, exercise.
No, because my skin's saggy.
Oh my God, your skin's saggy because you go on goddamn all-you-can-eat bacon diets and think it's going to do whatever. You're not
that
out of shape.
That ain't got nothing to do with your skin.
You're not out of shape. You're not out of shape. You're not, you're fine. You're fine. You let your insecurities get the best of you. You're a good-looking woman.
You only tell me that once every, what, like 5 months?
Yeah, so I won't have to do it again.
Yeah.
I tell you all the time, but it's just more fun fucking with you and picking on you and calling you some of the names that I call you.
No. I want my, because my stomach is an odd shape.
It's not an odd shape. It looks like fucking everybody else.
No, it looks like a baby's ass. And you know it.
Your stomach does not look like a baby's ass.
Yes, it does. And you just closed your eyes when you said that and opened your mouth, so I know you're lying.
Your stomach does not look like a baby's ass.
Yes, it does. I don't know if there's any other women out there. I've been trying to find one that looks like mine. So if your stomach looks like a baby's ass,
let me know. You talking about like a saggy full diaper?
Yeah, no, like an ass. I have an ass on my stomach. It like goes... There's like two humps, and it goes up the middle. It looks like an ass. And
your stomach does not look like a baby's ass.
Yes, it does. And somebody scarred me one time. And
who scarred you?
When I did that, you remember when I did that? I was mad at you when I was like 20, and I went and did that bikini contest at Walk the Line in Dublin.
Oh my God, you forgot about you're trash.
Yeah. Anyway, I won. But
because there was fucking three people in it.
Doesn't matter. Still won. It's a title. I hold it. Anyway.
I hate you. I literally despise you.
I was like 19 or 20 years old.
You were a baby.
Yeah.
Well, you was at a bar drinking, so you was at least 21. Probably not.
No. But no, some guy come up after I had won or whatever, and he was like,
I'm listening. He was like, what?
He was like, how are you? How did you win if you're pregnant?
You ain't never told me that.
I know. I don't tell anybody that story because it's something that sat with me forever.
Bet you've never looked pregnant except for when you were pregnant. And even then, by your own account, you didn't fucking look pregnant.
I didn't look pregnant from behind.
Bitch. You looked pregnant.
So, anyway.
You just keep pregnant, bitch, though.
Something that scarred me forever. So now I've always been... And then, I don't know. I've had a couple people make comments about it. Like, why does it look like that? I don't know. It just...
But usually the people that say shit like that are fucking... They're not very happy with themselves in the first place. Like, and they're not the most attractive people. You ever had an attractive person ask you why you look pregnant? Or why, or how far along were you? Or were they fucking some dumbass?
That guy that worked at Walmart that I could have hit with that dog food bag?
Yeah, bitch, I still don't know why you didn't let me go there and whoop his ass.
He's like, why are you carrying that dog food bag if you're pregnant? I'm not pregnant, bitch. This bag is heavy, so my stomach's sticking out.
You're getting flattened.
Scarred me.
The baby diaper was full at the time.
It was. So, I do. I feel like if I got a tummy tuck, it would solve 99.9% of my insecurity problems.
You clearly don't know.
You couldn't tell me. If I had this ass and a flat stomach, are you kidding me?
Bitch, I'm telling you, you still would not be happy with yourself.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, pay for it.
That is.
Pay for it. Let's find out.
I'll tell you what. We get enough downloads on this episode, we'll talk about it. No, it's body dysmorphia, bitch. If you can't look in the mirror now and be happy with yourself.
I am when I have clothes on. Or like, but like a bathing suit, if it ain't high-waisted. I tried to be, I ordered one, and I was like, body positivity, hot girl summer, I can wear what I want to. I tried to buy a low-cut bathing suit.
So?
I sent it back.
Was it animal print, too?
Yes.
Quit ordering animal print stuff.
I can't. I ordered an animal.
How am I not supposed to talk shit to you when you buy fucking bikinis that are cow colored?
First of all, it was shoes.
Oh, your shoes were cow colored.
Those are cute shoes.
What'd you say about the back of them, though?
I can't snap them because my cankles. That's another thing that I would get fixed.
Your cankles?
There's a cankle reducing surgery.
There is not a cankle reducing surgery.
Yes, bitch, I've looked it up.
Bitch, once again, try. If you're
first not, of all, I could be 90 pounds. When I was my skinniest, you know I still had cankles.
Because you don't have a fucking, like, shin.
I know.
It's ankle to calf.
I know.
Your calf literally connects to it. I've never in my life seen fucking anything like it. Almost looks like, you ever watch King of the Hill? You remember Cotton Hill?
Yeah.
His daddy?
Yeah.
Who got his shins blew off in the war? That's what you look like.
See? You got body dysmorphia. No, you're just an asshole.
No. I'm fucking with you. But, no, like, and you have to be happy with yourself, even if your clothes are off. Like, it don't matter. You can have all those surgeries, and that's not going to fix your problems. You got to learn to love yourself.
I don't love this ass baby stomach. I could deal with my cankles even. I just can't wear boots.
Can't wear most footwear.
Can't wear boots. You remember that time we went shopping and I was wanting some knee-high boots and I was so mad because every store we went to, I tried to zip them and it wasn't.
Well, bitch, it looked like every time you put one on, it was at your thigh.
I know.
Yeah. Like, you almost had reverse capris with your shoes. Like, it was, literally, everything was...
And I was so upset, and you're like, there's nothing wrong. And that was the, like, in the new relationship. And now you're like, bitch, that was your cankles.
Yeah. It just didn't fit. Buy stuff that fits. Like me. I can't buy regular shorts. I have to have short shorts. But my short shorts look like they fit. If I go buy a pair of and one basketball shorts like Lee Tucker does...
Funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. They could have made the movie. The Leprechaun plays basketball.
Yes. He would play for the Boston Celtics. The mascot would literally be him.
I know.
To give you a little bit of hindsight on what we're talking about. Gracie, hold on a second. Gracie, go away. Gracie was at the house, and we were all sitting around, and we were bullshitting. I thought Gracie was asleep at the time. And so we're talking about us hanging out with some women later on at night. And the women that we were going to be hanging out with might have been wild women. And so some of us might have been talking about maybe trying to get in where we fit in later. And Gracie heard one of us say something about puh dussy. And first thing Gracie does is snitch on Daddy whenever Mommy walks in the house. And what does she say to you?
She was like, I heard Dad say the P word. And I was like, what P word? And then I knew what she was talking about. He was on the phone and he was talking about it.
She was supposed to be asleep.
She was not asleep.
She was supposed to be, little bitch.
And then Lee tried to take one for the team. He was like, that was for me.
We knew he wasn't getting no pussy.
I know.
But
he tried to help you.
He did try. He tried to help me. But what happened,
Brooke? That was for me.
Brooke got so mad. She got so mad. And Lee Tucker had happened to have got really intoxicated the night before. Supremely drunk. And he was sitting in a chair. He'd been sleeping all day. Lee is, I'm 5'10", so Lee's like 5'8". And anyway, so we had saw Lee earlier in the day get up, and he had these basketball shorts on. And Lee is at this present point in his life, he might be bigger around than he is long. He's very girthy. And
we were talking about that the other day. He had a salad on a Snapchat. And anyway, he sent me a thing. He was like, have you listened to this podcast? It was like, eat well, live well. And I was like, I do good for like a week, and then I fall off, and he's like, yeah, me too.
I knew it would make Brooke get off my back and laugh.
Change the subject.
Yeah, I was trying to change the subject. So I was like, hey, Lee, stand up. And he's like, fuck you, buddy. I'm tired. And I was like, please, I'm getting bitched at this, stand up. And he's pretty much like, I am not the butt of your jokes. But then he stood up, and Brooke pissed herself laughing in the middle of the floorboard. And then it was over with. It was over with from there. But it was also the same day, the day before that, because some of the musicians were in town hanging out. You can always pop a top. I don't know why nobody does. Pop the top next to the thing. It makes a cool noise. There was friends in town. They're songwriters. And there was a box of condoms in my truck. And Brooke grabbed them, threw them at me while I was driving. And she's like, you're just a piece of shit. And I was thinking to myself the whole time, I was like, bitch, you have known me for 15 years now. I have never bought a box of condoms, so why are you bitching? And she's just mad, so she stayed mad for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
You're a dickhead.
No, I'm not a dick, but it's just like, I don't know. It's just when it's in front of your face.
Well, I mean, it's only in front of your face because you still get mad about women posting on my stuff or me saying something to a woman or whatever on social media. Like you said, we're not together. And you still get pissed. But yet you go every single day and look at my social media.
I don't. I follow you. And it pops up.
Okay, so don't follow me. Because then you don't get mad. You're literally trying to piss yourself off.
I'm not trying to piss
myself off. If you know that you're going to see something, if you know you're going to see something, then don't look.
I have to look, though.
You don't have to look. You choose to look. You're pretty much like, I want to hurt my own feelings today. You want to hurt your feelings.
No.
Yes, you're self-destructive.
I just want to know. So, like, when it's blatantly out there and obvious, I'm like, fuck this bitch.
Why, though? What good does that do?
Because it makes me realize that I'm caring for no reason, I guess.
But I told you before, if there ever comes a day and we...
But as long as you're being not open with it, I'm like, he's not doing anything. He's not being worse. It's not on his Snapchat. He still cares.
But you know I'm banging whores.
Yeah.
You know I'm having a good time. Well, that's what you say anyway. See, I let you think whatever you want to think. I could have been celibate for the past couple years, and you just not know it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If anybody's listened to this podcast since about a year ago, if you have been in a certain situation with Mr. Josh Terry, let me know.
No. You bitches do not do so. But even what do you tell me all the time? That's none of your business.
Yeah.
You literally tell me all the time, that's none of your business.
What do you ask about, though?
I don't know, but you...
I don't do anything.
Yeah, but you act like you do. That's worse. You act like you out doing something.
I'm a good... I go to work, come home, take care of the baby, take care of the dogs, and go to bed and get up and do it again the next day.
And bitch the whole time.
Well, that's because I'm just like, he's going to love me one day.
You're so fucking stupid. But I've told you time and time again, if me and you were to ever work shit out between the two of us, you would have to do it completely different than we've ever done it before.
I feel like we have been doing that except for one aspect that we're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
That's a sensitive subject. But other than that, I feel like we have done it differently.
No, we haven't, because you still don't think about things before you say them. You still, in the heat of a moment, want to be a bitch. And instead of sitting there and being like, hey, let's reason this out, or if I am going to message
you. There's no reasoning when you're banging a horse. There's no reasoning.
There's other things. Just, you have no physical proof. You have none.
We're still on this
until you see me holding up today's newspaper and all this good shit, and it says, in the moment I was doing this, you have no physical evidence I've done anything. None.
You've been a good boy.
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. That's all I do is be a good boy.
Yeah, right.
It is. You just refuse to believe that. You want me to be a piece of shit.
You are a piece of shit.
No, you want me to be a piece of shit. I'm a good guy. All I do
But I told you this time and time again. I feel like because there's been certain women that you've been more attached to than me that have hurt, you have more feelings towards than me. And they were whores, and you still think about them now. And now,
no, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
How can you say that?
You make drunk posts about once a month.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Plus, you think that's about somebody. They don't have to be about anybody in general.
But anyway,
You ever thought about this? Maybe there's drunk posts about you.
About somebody being a whore. Yeah. And they were supposed to love you.
I've never posted, hey, you could have been a whore and I'd have loved you.
It's always about, she left me for Tom down the road, and she was supposed to love me. Something like that. It's all sad and shit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You think
you just posted one like a week ago.
Did not.
Anyway, I feel like if I was that kind of person.
Told me you loved me, but where are you now? I was listening to that song.
Maybe that was it.
That's what it was. But it was a good song.
But anyway, I feel like you'd care about me more. If you were worried about what I was doing, you would care about me
more. Absolutely not. I am a grown-ass man. Nope. I promise you. As when you're younger, those thoughts go to your head because it's the unknown is always something that you fucking want to battle with. I'm not that way no more. I don't want to battle with the unknown anymore.
No. It's not that. I don't think it's like wanting me to cheat or whatever. But it's the fact that...
Can't you if you're not together. Do you see, you keep saying the term.
I didn't mean
you
it.
You keep saying the words that
I'm
were
saying
together.
If we were in a relationship and I were to cheat, you would care about me more than if I was faithful.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That might have been something that for some reason my brain fucking dealt with when I was younger. There is not a part of me that has, if you don't want to be around and you want to go get some other dick, go get other dick. Just leave me alone.
I think it's the fact that, I'm not saying all men want to feel like they won something. And if I'm like 100%, because I don't want to say faithful because we're not together.
Not together.
I just said that. You don't have to reiterate it.
I got you mad. You got to take a shot. I'm just trying to piss you off. Because remember, that was the rule. If you get mad, you get flustered, you got to drink.
It's woof.
Anyway, what now? Men want to what now?
Men want to feel like they won a prize. It's more interesting. If you have to worry about, you want a woman that she's got all this attention from all this other man, and she chooses you. You feel like you won something.
Absolutely not.
If I'm like, oh my God, I've only got eyes for Josh Terry, that's boring.
No, it's not.
It's boring.
Like I said, when you're younger, that statement that you said makes sense. As a grown-ass man, I don't care if you get attention on social media or whatever. I don't give a fuck. That has nothing to do. No, it actually is more.
I feel like it was accurate two years,
bullshit.
3 years ago.
No.
Yeah, it was.
I'll be 34 this year. In my 20s, maybe. Maybe that interests me in my 20s. Now, past 4 or 5 years, I don't. Everybody likes, like, someone that they can roast bullshit with. Sometimes you argue a little bit. It just keeps things good. But, like, I'm not going to be with anybody again. I got to worry about what the fuck you're doing.
Not worry about what you're doing, but, like, y'all want women that seek attention.
No, you don't. It's a turnoff. It's a huge fucking turnoff.
I feel like men say that, but they don't mean it.
No, I'm telling you. We both know a girl on social media that me and you've had to unfollow, then follow back because we wanted to see some more of her drama and shit. Fucking smoke show. Gorgeous, beautiful fucking woman.
I mean, she's all right. Shannon Brooks out.
I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? She's definitely not you.
I mean, she ain't got no baby ass on her stomach or nothing.
I know, baby ass on her stomach. That's right. But the attention that she seeks is nothing that any man obviously wants to deal with. I mean, that's point proven.
Then why she got like hundreds and stuff of followers and likes and from men?
Because we're simple. We see a nice ass and a nice set of tits. We want to look at it. That don't mean we want to date it. That don't mean we even want to sleep with it. Men, at a certain point in time, we realize that with great power comes great responsibility.
But I feel like me being in my cloud shorts and my
cloud shorts still fucking stupid. Stupidest things I've ever seen in my life.
Don't make me post that picture of you wearing
them. Go ahead. It looks like I'm hanging like slong in that picture.
It looks post like it.
Post it. That thing looks pretty in that picture.
It's balls.
It's just, no, you see tip.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. You literally see the girthy outline. It's very attractive. Now I'm all balls because everything's pushed out. My gut went out, but my dick went in. I got almost like an innie sometimes or an outie belly button. But, no, like, it's... If you have to constantly see your old lady posting something on social media and having 100 fucking guys, no guy wants to fucking deal with that. And it's not the comment. You can like. I don't mind the likes. I don't mind some of the comments. But it's how they go about it. Like, that girl that's on the show, Bree. Bree and Jimmy have a great relationship. There's guys that post stuff on there. And I'm sure every once in a while she gets an inappropriate message or whatever. But Jimmy also, like, on the show last week with them, Jimmy's like, I don't fucking care.
Because she takes him around.
Yeah. They probably both gave each other access to that because they don't think either one was going to act up and be stupid. They both have a common interest. That show that they're doing, whatever it is, the ride-along or whatever, with 180 Talent, they both are part of it. Like, they both have a common interest to, hey, let's not act fucking stupid at this event. You are...
But you haven't taken me anywhere from
Brooke. If you act up through the phone, you're going to act up in person.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Yes, it not is. True. You're going to act up in person, and even this, I've told you this before.
That picture of Justin.
I know he's mad. Isn't he? Little bitch is mad as hell.
I've looked at that picture for years and never realized how mad he was.
We both pissed. My hand is broken in that picture.
I know, you told me that, but I never realized his face.
No, he's mad. We didn't want to take those pictures. but no, see, you can't be changing subjects, dumbass.
I couldn't help. It like caught my attention. I feel like he's mad at me.
He is. Do you remember the movie Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Where the painting comes alive?
Yeah. I know, that's what I felt like. Why he was looking at me.
He's finna ooze out everywhere.
Anyway.
But no, like, if you act up through the phone and you're incapable of sitting there and reasoning out the situation before you text me, if something happens in person, there's no filter. There's not a phone as a filter. You're not going to be able to reason it out. If I walk off with a girl or something that's a songwriter, a performer, or whatever, I walk out on their bus for 20, 30 minutes and you don't get to come,
I'm there with you. We're going home together. It doesn't matter.
So if I go out on that bus and I didn't tap that ass, but you think I tapped that ass.
I wouldn't if you were there with
bullshit,
me.
Bullshit. You lying
if
ass.
If you were there with me, first of all, you wouldn't
you
be.
Are lying.
You wouldn't be that stupid. You wouldn't be that stupid to take me somewhere and do that.
You say and then come you back say to that me. Sober. No. You say that sober because your drunk ass is going to think he's out there knocking boots.
I would not.
Yes, you would.
First of all, I'd be. Remember that time we you said we saw CCR? We did not.
CCR?
Yeah.
We've never seen CCR.
Who did you say we saw that we did not see?
You didn't go, I guess, to go see Shenandoah.
That's right. It was Shenandoah.
I went and saw Shenandoah.
No. I was. You said I was there, but I was gone the entire time. Walking what? Around Whiskey River with Mary Beth.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. We was kids then.
Yeah, I'm saying. That's the same thing. If you're there together, you didn't think I was cheating on you at the time?
Bitch, because you've never done anything stupid like that.
But you have.
I've done it. I mean, I was young. I was stupid.
I'm saying that's the same situation. Yeah, I mean, if you're there, if you're at an event together, those thoughts don't cross your mind because you're both there having
you're
a good time.
You're a liar. But you've never been to one of my events to where most of the people there want to come up and talk. They want to say, hey. They want to get a picture. You don't know, and I know you. You're incapable of it. You're incapable of it. I've signed titties before.
That's fine.
Until Brooke sat inside Jack Daniels, and then all of a sudden,
I told
it
you
ain't
I'd
fine
go,
no more.
I told you I'd go sober.
You're an idiot. No, you wouldn't. I know you, bruh. I know you.
Okay.
There's been a couple times here at the studio that people's hanging out, and you've messaged me acting up, but then be like, why couldn't I come? Well, because you acted up even before you were here.
Because I'm not involved. If I was involved, I wouldn't act up. If you introduced me to people, I wouldn't act up.
Yeah, that's not, No, thank you.
The women will see my side.
Yeah, and then the women who have their own businesses and men that have their own businesses. And
I told
how
you
illogical.
I told you I would never show out in public.
You have showed out in privately, though. You have showed your ass privately when it's been something for work. For me.
That I wasn't included in.
You don't get this just
this is the problem. This is the one problem.
No, there's several. There's
what's the other problem?
This is the majority of the problem.
Okay.
Because you don't listen.
First of all, you want me to listen to you 100% and you don't want to listen to me 1%.
Because your 1% is fucking stupid most of the time. Hey, I don't want you to go do this. This hurts my feelings. No, I have to go work. Like, you want me to be something completely different.
No,
and
I don't
want to be. Yes, you do.
I want you, if you went and did all those things, and then I don't want to, like if we were together, if you went and did those things and then come back home to me, be a different story.
Because you'd be bitching the whole time.
I would not.
Brooke, you've done it for years.
I'm old now.
Do you still act like last week, instead of talking out a problem, did you ignore my phone calls for an hour and
first
storm
of all,
out of my house?
Yes. But that was a different situation.
But you're old now. You're old now. I don't act like a kid no more.
No, that was a completely different situation.
No. Nope.
Completely different subject.
No.
Not the same thing.
No. But if you don't act reasonable and logical at something like that when it's just me and you, then you're not going to act reasonable and logical in front of a room full of people.
I've never showed out.
You would have shown out 100 times.
When
by
have
now.
I ever showed out at a bar or anywhere?
I don't know because I don't take you.
I'm saying even.
You've acted like a bitch several times at places.
When?
I don't know. I'm 34. You've done it. I promise you.
That one time with that person that you don't like either. That was the last time. The last time me and you went out together.
Oh, when I lived in Macon?
Yeah.
Oh, you could have hit that bitch in the face.
See,
that's
what I'm saying.
That don't even count.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You could have knocked her the fuck out and I would not have cared two shits. Sometimes I still wish you would have.
I wanted to. I ain't going to lie to you.
I know. We still to this day want to knock her the fuck out. But we can't.
can't.
We can't.
Have to be good.
Fuck that shit. Well, we did 50 minutes and we didn't kill each other.
Well, that's fine.
Is there anything else that you like to get off your chest while we're in here besides for your baby ass?
That's about it. I do want somebody who's got the same stomach as me. Because I feel like it's, I feel like there's something wrong with me. Like
there's nothing wrong with
you. I feel like I don't, I've looked it up. And I think I don't have an abdominal wall. I think my intestines are just up under my skin.
Or, hear me out, you have ate poorly your entire life.
But I'm not talking about fat wise. It's not shaped the same.
When you've ate nothing but goddamn ramen noodles, and what else is one of your go-tos? Ramen noodles and what? What's another got to have? Little Caesars pizza.
I like Little Caesars. And I, first, I used to like Oreos a lot. I don't buy them anymore.
Gracie! Come here. No, it's fine. We're going to let the kid jump in here on the last minute of this.
I ain't bought them in about 2 months.
Gracie! Hurry up. No, because you ain't finna sit here and lie to my listeners.
I ain't lying.
Come here, Grace. Why ain't she got pants on? You're at the... Come here. Get close enough. Mommy says that she does not... she doesn't buy Oreos anymore. Is that true or false?
False.
Grace, you have to get right here and talk. Get right here and talk. Say false. Or what are you going to say?
False.
When's the last time Mommy bought Oreos?
Well, I wouldn't know because she eats them in like an hour.
What did you tell me last time that she got them?
She ate like 3 rows in one day.
It was 2 days and it was about three months ago.
No.
What really happened, Grace?
So she had bought me some Oreos like on a Wednesday. And then I think I stayed at your house Thursday. Then I come back home Friday and I'm like, oh, I want to eat some Oreos. Then I go to open
Too bad!
And they're empty.
So don't sit here and tell people your ass don't buy Oreos.
I don't.
More.
I haven't bought none since then.
She buys different types of cookies, though.
What kind of cookies she be buying, Grace?
She'll be trying to buy... Ow!
Well, pay attention to what you're doing.
She'll try to get the healthy cookies, but then she'll secretly get chips the whole way, and I'll find her stashes of trash in the car.
Gracie, what all does Mama... Well, I'm trying to fat her junk food. What did all your mama be buying to eat? What's like her go-tos?
Chips of some kind.
I like chips.
Reese cups. What else?
I see it. Chips and Reese cups.
Diet Coke.
Yeah. Okay,
that's good. You can go away now. We're about done. No, what the point I'm trying to make is you don't eat stuff that you're supposed to eat. Even when you're dieting, you don't eat stuff. You try to go over the top with it. And none of that's good. And it's not like you're fat. You're not fat.
I'm not fat.
But when you eat stuff that isn't good for your body,
then
it's going to have... sedan. You're a mid-sized sedan.
TikTok teaches me a lot of things.
No shit. It's taught me a lot of things, too, in the past couple
of years. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
You and Gracie was like, you'll never be TikTok cool. You can't.
First, you still don't know how to TikTok. It's Snapchat's on your TikTok.
It works.
Basically.
It works. And plus, I've made several TikToks that are TikTok.
No.
Doesn't matter.
It's your Snapchat.
Doesn't matter.
It's Snapchat's on TikTok.
Doesn't matter. It works.
Let it work.
But
the point
is when you eat shit that's bad for you, it's going to have negative effects on your body. And your body isn't negative. Like, it's not bad.
It's not bad. But my stomach is misshapen. I would rather have, like, just a typical chubby stomach than what I have right now.
A typical chubby stomach?
Yeah. Like, a typical I feel like little kids are looking like, I know they don't, but like I feel like they're like, what the fuck is wrong with that lady in that bathing suit?
Of course they're not.
But I feel like that.
No, they do not, dumbass.
There was this girl, and I hope she follows you. But she got a, she had the same stomach as me, except she had lost a little bit of weight and it was a little bit saggier than mine is. And she went and got a tummy tuck. And I said, I've struggled for years. And I said, I've always wanted a tummy tuck. I think it would do me so much good. And she said, it's so worth it. Do it.
I don't believe in the operations. I believe in getting healthy.
I've had the same stomach, though, since I was 8. I was in good shape when we met when I was 18 years old. I have the same
You're
stomach.
You're still not in bad shape,
I'm not in bad shape now. But I'm saying, like, at my skinniest, I still had...
I'm telling you,
deformed stomach.
If you would eat...
And then social media, you know, when you... Like, even the chubby girls have, like, regular chubby stomachs. And they're cute.
You're ridiculous is what you are. I mean, it's... once again, you're putting yourself down.
I'm not putting myself
Everybody's built different, dumbass. Don't try to look like everybody else.
Bitch, I don't want a deformity.
You don't have a fucking deformity.
It is a deformity.
You got all your appendages.
Yeah, but okay, I have an extra one on my stomach.
No, you don't. You don't. Maybe you're just part kangaroo.
See? There it is.
Well, you keep saying it like it's bad, but it's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's that's like if you had like a super huge nose and it took up your whole damn face.
I've got some friends like that.
And you were like, you know what? If I got this one thing fixed, it would make me feel so
good. It still doesn't fix what's inside. It doesn't fix your insecurities.
It does. I promise you. If that's the one insecurity.
Let me explain to you, this is what would happen. This is exactly what would happen. You get that fixed, all of a sudden, you're going to see the rest of your body. I'm like, oh, I can get this fixed and I'll be beautiful. Oh, I can get this fixed and I'll be beautiful.
I told you the other day.
Oh, I'll get this fixed and I'll be beautiful.
You remember Trent Garrett, we were on the way to Whiskey River. No, it's nothing bad.
Okay.
It's nothing bad, but he said something that stuck with me forever, too. And I was feeling cute. I don't remember what I had on, but it was like a sleeveless thing. And I was sitting in the front seat, and I guess, like, I don't know, my arms were down my side. He leaned up from the back seat. I said, goddamn, Brooke, you work out. Talk about my big-ass arms. Because I have big arms, too.
You don't have that big of arms.
They pretty big.
Well, my point is, bitch, you can get all the things fixed in the world. And if you don't find yourself beautiful, you don't find yourself beautiful. If you get one thing fixed, all of a sudden, if that makes you a little bit happier, then all of a sudden your tits need to be fixed. Your ass
then
needs to be lifted. All this other stuff.
Then why do all men like the ladies with the big lips and the fake hair?
Do not like that at all. You know I don't like the big lips and fake hair. I think it's fucking stupid.
I don't want big lips and fake hair.
I don't like it when everybody starts to look like each other. And that's what you're talking about. You're literally talking about fitting in into everybody else's idea of beauty.
I want my one insecurity fixed.
Bitch, I'm telling you, if you got that one insecurity fixed, you'll want to fix everything else.
There's nothing else wrong with
me. You will find other things wrong with you, though, is what I'm saying. You have to find yourself beautiful as is. Just like when you buy a sedan. It's got that warranty sticker on it. As is. It comes as is. You know what you're buying.
But if you want to take that sedan to the beach, you don't want it to feel insecure.
Well, maybe the sedan just parks in the back of the parking lot.
What if the sedan don't want to park in the back of the parking lot? What if it wants to park up front and let the waves hit it while it rolls around on the beach?
Just waller in the waves then. Just waller. Nobody's telling you can't. Look, nobody really gives a fuck what you look like besides you. That's it. So that's no one... We go through life thinking that people are looking at us. Or people are like, oh, she's ugly. Or, oh, she's beautiful. Or whatever. They don't. Most people don't give a fuck. No, we don't.
Women do too.
No. Like, no one really cares. I used to be worried about what I wore all the time. So I wanted to dress like everybody else. And then I started wearing what the fuck I wanted to.
When you first broke up and when I was being homely and, like, I didn't get my hair done. I wore my cloud shorts all the time. And you were like, you never make it attractive. You never.
When you see the same person every single day, and it wasn't that, you always just looked like you didn't give a fuck. That was how you always looked.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what? He should love me for the way I look. And then when you said that, I was like, fuck.
I do love you for the way you are, but at the same time, it's like every once in a while.
Then don't say men don't care about what you look like and then complain about what I look like.
First off, that's seeing you every single day. That's how I see you. When I see you every day and you got the same goddamn t-shirt on with the same queso stains on it, with the same cloud shorts, your hair look like a fucking rat slept in it. It makes it look like you're putting yourself down, and then it's just a very weird situation. Every once in a while, fuck, just go in the bathroom. You ain't got to put makeup on. Brush your hair. Brush your hair, and hey, let's change britches today.
But I thought we were in love. I thought it didn't matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how people get divorced. Right here. Right here.
I thought it didn't matter because I had to look at you with your no draws wearing ass.
I'd be letting it fly.
Sprawled out on my couch.
I let it breathe, bitch.
Watching Sons of Anarchy and Prison Break on repeat.
Those are good shows. Very much enjoy. Bitch, we ain't even talk about your shows. keep running that mouth. Keep running that mouth.
What shows?
Oh, bitch.
What?
We're not getting in this.
You don't, because we watch the same shows. I like Sons of Anarchy.
How many times you watch that stupid-ass Ghost Adventure show that's clearly fake as shit, but you still
bitch,
be getting...
I've watched all 24 seasons. That ain't got nothing to do.
What about my 600-pound life?
I've watched all the episodes.
What about my 1,000-pound life?
No, I've watched all the episodes.
Hoarders.
All the episodes.
Yeah. You watch all the shows, then it's just like, I fucking hate my life shows.
No, I like to see the people succeed on 600
I don't. I quit
life.
Watching Intervention and 600 Pound Life as soon as things start going good for them.
I don't.
I want to see them fail.
Why? No, my favorite's like, I don't know what's wrong, Doc.
Oh, yeah. And whatever the fuck his name, Dr. Nagasaki or whatever.
Dr. Now.
Yeah. And he's like,
you should have lost 30 pounds this month.
Yes. You're fat. Quit eating. And like, sir, I didn't eat. I ate 1,500 calories. Me and you both could eat 1,500 calories a day, and we're going to lose 10 pounds in a month. And our body fat isn't that high.
No.
They are 600 fucking pounds. And if they were to eat 1,500 calories a day, and it was good calories, they would lose 100 pounds
in
a month.
Dr. Now is my hero. The favorite thing he's ever said was this guy. He was talking about how he should have lost more weight. And Dr. Now said, you know, you should stick to the 1,200 calories. You could have lost so much weight. And the guy was like, I don't want to starve. And Dr. Now said, bitch. Didn't say bitch. But he was like, you ain't going to starve. Look at your body.
Well, I'm going to end it on this one because you almost had the best one from that show. It was when the black woman that was like 600-something pounds stepped on a scale and her boyfriend was sitting over in the corner. And it said like 635, and he said, damn.
That would be you if I stepped on the scale.
Fuck yeah. It would be. It'd be funny. Bitch, you lied about your weight forever, though, so it was always funny.
When did I lie?
Oh, my God. You was like, I'm 140 again. And you step on the scale, and it'd be like 160.
That's because I starved myself for a week, and I was dehydrated.
Because you're going to end up dieting and killing yourself.
Probably.
Because this is, what was the other stupid fucking ones? You've done so many stupid diets.
Where you eat like, you go 20 hours without eating, then you eat all your food in 4 hours. Then you starve again for 20 hours.
Once again, that's not how you lose weight. You're an idiot. Anyway.
I don't want to lose weight. I just want my stomach to be flat.
Yeah.
Whatever. I want to be thick with 3 C's.
I bet you already thick with 4. Good old dairy cow. Now you got a new one, though. You're a sedan.
I am not a sedan.
I'm going to show you pictures.
I'm a mid-size SUV.
You're not a mid-size SUV. You're not built.
Bitch, I'm a luxury vehicle.
You are. Trust me. You're like a 1992 Pinto.
I'm a 2021 Ford Explorer.
No, you built like a fucking 2021 Tahoe.
Blocky.
Like a linebacker.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, we're fucking out of here. This was part 2 of the Baby Mama Chronicles. We'll be doing another one every couple months just to hear what we're bitching about at the present moment in time. But thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. Me and Brooke Sapp will catch you later, and hopefully it won't be on episode of Snapped.
Hopefully.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.